This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Just hours after the global launch, I couldn't believe it. I was holding what is the start of the future, the start of something that the next 10 years could be built upon. What am I talking? Well, it is one of the most anticipated phones of the year. It is the Samsung Galaxy S10. Yesterday, the 21st of February, was the release day, the launch day, the announcement day, birthday, whatever you want to call it. It was the day that everyone was excited because it is the 10th generation of the Galaxy S series. Samsung Malaysia Electronics managed to bring in a few of these latest flagship devices to the lucky few of us, and I hosted the S10 Tech Talk session to get insights and first impressions of the phone. My three panelists for the session was Alex Wong, who is the managing editor for soyachinchow.com, Ikwan Nazri, he's the co-founder of amans.my, and Abel Wong, he's the senior writer at TechNave. I started the session by asking them about the innovative AMOLED display that's called the Infinity O.
For me, I think it's again, Samsung is always the best in class when it comes to display, and with this Infinity O, I guess it's the best, one of the best ways to avoid the notch, which some people don't like. And with the position on the corner, I think there's a less obstructive kind of implementation of the front camera.
I have to give thumbs up for the punch hole design, because one does not simply ignore the notch, but Samsung has a different outtake to it. As for the display, because this phone is positioned for creators, so it has to produce a better color accuracy. And even there's an Adobe Premiere Rush CC that you can use for it. So if you are a video editor and you need to edit mobile on the go, you need to edit video on the go, you need that color accuracy, and that's something that Samsung bring with their screen and HDR 10 Plus.
Yeah, it's the world's first HDR 10 Plus yep. display. What about your thoughts on that as well? Because that's groundbreaking. Only when you see it and you turn it on to the maximum brightness, you really go, wow, this is immersive.
Yeah, well, with this kind of quality, mobile photography and videography, it's going to be a new trend for influencers. I think this is a perfect tool for them to use it, to utilize.
What are your thoughts on, you know, Samsung has managed to avoid the whole notch design. I'm not a fan of the notch, so I'm really happy to see something like this, the hole punch design, where it's innovative for them to even do something like that, where it's laser cut into your screen itself, and it's an AMOLED screen. What are your take? Is your take on this type of design that we see? There's two types of variants. One is a more circular one. It's a more of an oval shaped design. So, what are your thoughts on this? Because you've played around with it.
Yeah.
Do you actually notice this when you hold the phone?
Well, at first you notice it, but after a while, because of the display, right, it's so immersive, you tend to ignore that bit of the screen, because at the end of the day, you always want to focus on the center point. And even when watching videos, it's actually I don't even notice the notch after a while. Yeah.
It's a clever play on the notification bar as well, right?
Yes.
And the notch, whenever you switch the camera to selfie camera, there's a circular rounding highlighting something that, oh, this camera is active. So it indicates something. And when I tried to view YouTube for the first time, it doesn't go to the notch all the way, but if, let's say, you decide to pinch and zoom, it will go... You will have something
to the whole punch.
Yeah, to the whole punch design.
What are your thoughts on the...
Definitely better than the notch. But we haven't tried gaming on it yet.
Yeah.
We don't know how it looks like, but... You know,
soon, we will try.
We have to try out.
I think for PUBG, right? For PUBG Mobile, because on that corner is just a player's name, so
but
it doesn't...
Yeah, so it won't affect, but there are other games, so might...
But your first impressions is, I guess I'm taking Ikwan's favorite line here, is winner-winner chicken dinner, I guess, for the display, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that we saw is the first ever ultrasonic in-display fingerprint scanner. And we've tried it earlier on. Your take on this?
I think if you follow the news for a while, I think Samsung has tried to implement an in-display fingerprint sensor for quite a number of models. I think it was rumored to be released on the S8, didn't come, and then S9 didn't come as well. And then now it's finally here, and after experiencing it, I guess it's worth the wait. is actually much more reliable compared to the first generation in-display fingerprint sensors that we've seen on other phone makers. And I'm actually quite impressed. It's better than they expected.
You've locked one of the phones.
I've unlocked it already.
Okay. All right. You managed to remove your fingerprint from this, right? Iqbal?
I see how they are doing it. It was fast. Like, the screen is not... it's still blank, as in not turned on. And then just pop, and then comes in. So it was clicking fast.
And that's the I guess, the plus side of it, because it's using ultrasonic, so even in dark areas where, you know, in your room at night, it, you know, you don't get that glare from the phone that you normally get from other kind of fingerprint scanner, because it's using an ultrasonic technology, right?
Yeah, actually. So just like Alex, the first thing that I played with was the ultrasonic fingerprint. I just want to see what was the fuss all about, because, you know, it's not new, right? But when I tried this, like, whoop, it's like, whoa, in the blink of an eye, you know. So
it's so much more reliable, yeah.
Wow is actually quite a good way of describing that experience when you do actually hold it. The other thing that I guess all of us use our phones for is it's not actually picking up phone calls, calling someone and saying how you're doing. We never use that. I think once in a month we probably pick up the phone. It's actually the camera. We use, you know, cameras on a daily basis. You guys here are all taking photos. And today we saw, you know, Samsung's, especially on the S10 Plus, the five camera modules in the phone. What's your take when you were playing around with the camera?
For me, it's that I like the versatility of having the ultra-wide-angle lens, because I've been using the S9 and the Note 9, and I like the performance of the camera, especially with telephoto and normal. So with the ultra-wide-angle camera, you have more versatility. And one thing I particularly like about the new S10 is that the front camera can shoot 4K videos, so that's very good for doing video recordings of yourself. Yep.
Ikwan?
For me, I think I like the... stabilization is much better than the previous one. As in, when you're doing mobile photography, of course, you might spend on the stabilizers and so on. But when you have that as a built-in, so it enables you to take anything like instantly. If there's a moment that you cannot miss right now, I'm sure to believe that I can pull out my S10, pop recording, and then you'll be okay.
And you've played around with the front-facing camera as well. You're taking a few selfies, I saw earlier on. You can actually find one of the phone models has a few Iquan's face in it. So, yeah.
Without
no beauty mode.
I forgot if I enable it or if I disable it.
Alright, so I guess it's like a treasure hunt here now. Who can find that photo of Iquan in that phone?
About the front camera, may I highlight that it also can record in UHD. So it can record in 4K. So imagine when you're recording something with your rear camera, with your main camera, you're recording footage with 4K. And then if, let's say, you're doing commentary on it, you can switch the camera back to you, and you're still recording yourself on 4K. So it doesn't, whenever you're doing mobile videography, doesn't have differences in resolutions.
And it's also in HDR 10 Plus. You can record in HDR 10 Plus. The videos, the, you know, photos are amazing, but video as well, they've pushed the needle here.
Yeah, I just want to add on the front camera. So I was just messing around. You know, as a guy who doesn't like to take selfies, I look almost flawless on the front camera. The beauty mode was just level one. And it's like, oh my God, what K-pop star. Like, I had to tone it down. It's like I couldn't recognize myself. A situation, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
But the thoughts on video recording HDR 10 Plus, how is this, you know, another step forward? Like, you know, HDR 10 Plus, like, what does this even mean at the start, right?
For me, it's better clarity. You have got deeper blacks, you know, better contrast, especially in charging low light situations. So that's good for content creators, because especially when it comes to low light, you're going to get a lot of grain on normal cameras. So this is a big step up.
Let's talk about the three different variants and how they fit in today's lifestyle. Because we've got the 10E, and then we've got the S10, and then of course we've got the S10 Plus. How do you think this sort of caters to today's lifestyle and today's way of using our phone? Because all three of these models, they come in at different price range. What's your take, and like, how does it cater to our usage on a daily basis?
I think starting off the Galaxy S10e, that's quite a surprising model, because it has all the key essential stuff. Like, you get the same high-end processor as the top-of-line S10 Plus. You get the same main camera. And then you also get a very good, decent screen. It's a full HD Plus, which is still very good, and at an affordable price range. And if you look at the past few Galaxy S models, most of them are priced above 3,000 ringgit. So this fits perfectly within the 3,000 ringgit slot. Yeah, and if you're a power user, S10 Plus all the way.
I would like the S10e essential size because of my hands, as a small hands, whatsoever. And again, the same power, the same processing, the same, and but then at a lower price range. So that is a very budget friendly, powerful device.
Took you by surprise, I guess. Yep. The S10e, and just, you know, it's really beautiful to hold. It's not actually a cheaper phone in that sense, because it feels so premium. It's really impressive. I'm actually a fan of the 10e, despite being a power user and I want all the higher spec. I was actually taken by surprise with the 10e. Were you also surprised by the 10e as well?
I think almost everyone was surprised. You know, the fact that it's affordable, it's below 3K. I believe the S10e will be a popular choice among Malaysians, you know, knowing Malaysians that love to get things slightly cheaper.
And the other thing that, because, you know, we have all these peripherals and these wearables now, you know, whether it's the buds, whether it's the watch also that they launched, the cables that we will bring around, now I think we can eliminate these because the S10 and the S10 Plus comes with the wireless reverse charging capabilities. And that, I guess, it's, you know, it makes it easier for you to go about and use your earbuds because you can just charge it on the go.
For me, the wireless power share, so maybe I can simply, while charging my phone, maybe I can charge the buds. But it enables me to charge the other things that I maybe don't have the cables or whatnot. At least I have been just one cable now, so it saves you.
Much easier. Yeah, your luggage space will be much less and less heavy, I guess, right? Before we close this Tech Talk session, my surprise question will be: if you were to spend with your own money to buy the Galaxy S series, whether it's the S10e, the S10, or the S10 Plus, which would you buy and why?
I'll go for the S10 Plus because battery life is very important to me. So the S10 Plus has the largest battery capacity, 4,100, so that should last a whole day. And on top of that, I'd like to have a bigger viewing experience. So the S10 Plus with a 6.4-inch display is just right.
You just want all the features and the innovations that you can pump into a phone, right?
Yeah, max it all up.
It's a tech dream.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit undecided between the 10e and 10 plus because 10e really fits on my hand. 10 plus is a bit bigger, but then I realize I might need a bigger size for playing PUBG Mobile, so I will go with 10 plus.
10 plus, all right.
Oh, why not all three of them?
Wow. I say with your own money, so I guess, you know, all right, okay, all right.
But for real, I think I'll get the S10 because when I hold it, it was just nice in my hand. So, yeah, S10.
That was my three panelists and also probably the first three Malaysians to test out the Samsung Galaxy S10. They were Alex Wong, who is the managing director of soyachinchao.com, Ikwan Nazri, the co-founder of Amans.my, and Abel Wong. He's the senior writer of TechNave. Now, for those of you who are excited to get your hands on this phone, well, guess what? The pre-order starts now. And it ends on the 28th of February or while stocks last. So be quick, because the bundles that come with the pre-orders are something that you don't want to miss out. You can head over to Samsung Malaysia Electronics website, that is samsung.com/my, to find out all the information that you need and to get your pre-orders. If you missed out the URL, don't worry, it is samsung.com/my. It's also all over our social media channels. It's available on this podcast page. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and for the review of this phone, it will be available very, very soon. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.